USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's now official. The general election cycle of 2020 is complete. Joe Biden is the 46th president of the United States.
Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
As Biden was calling for unity, police declared an unlawful assembly Wednesday night in Portland, Oregon, after about 150 rioters caused damage to the ICE building and the Democrat headquarters, smashing windows and vandalizing structures. Antifa's message was clear: we don't want Biden, we want revenge. 8 adults were arrested. President Trump received a warm greeting from supporters in South Florida on Wednesday morning as he made his way through Mar-a-Lago Resort after leaving the White House. His limousine made a slow roll through the streets as he waved to supporters. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
An investigation is continuing into the crash of a helicopter that claimed the lives of three National Guardsmen in upstate New York. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
The three were killed when their UH-60 medical evacuation helicopter crashed in Mendon, New York, near the city of Rochester. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter addressed the media about 2 hours after the crash.
Folks, just want to, again, reiterate, we had a Black Hawk in the middle of Mendon go down with three great Americans on it, so keep them in your minds and your prayers.
The helicopter that was assigned to the Army Aviation Support Facility at Rochester International Airport was said to be on a routine training mission. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
We're down to the final four in the National Football League. Both games are on Sunday. Buccaneers at Packers on Fox and Bills at Chiefs on CBS. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes remains in concussion protocol, but participated in a light practice on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, any auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Biden, just after being sworn in as number 46.
Vice President Harris. Speaker Pelosi. Leader Schumer. Leader McConnell. Vice President Pence. My distinguished guests, my fellow Americans. This is America's day. This is democracy's day. A day of history and hope. Of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge. Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people, has been heard, and the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious, democracy is fragile, and at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. So now, on this hallowed ground where just a few days ago, violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, we come together as one nation, under God, indivisible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.